Grand Center Commercial Site Plan on Route 1.
A preliminary commercial site plan for a three-story, 19,200-square-foot office showroom building located on 1.14 acres. This site zone C1. Setbacks exceed the minimum requirements of the zoning ordinance. The showroom is for furniture and appliances that contains 4,684 square feet. The office area contains 9,400 square feet. 59 parking spaces are required, 65 are proposed. There's 18 spaces that's within the front yard setback and are subject to site plan review. And once again, there's other sites in the immediate area that has parking within the front yard setback. The project will be served by central sewer and water. There are no wetlands on site. The final site plan needs to reference the required 20-foot landscape buffer along Route 1, which is part of the highway corridor overlay. Ingress and egress to the site is from Phillips Street. Del Dot has issued a letter of no objection for the entrance location. If the commission were receptive to preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. And I provided you a copy of the site plan also.
This was a site of a restaurant.
Yeah, Country Garden.
Country Garden, I couldn't think of the name, yeah, right. Right next to Big Fish.
Big Fish, correct.
This is also the site where we had an issue about shared parking?
Correct.
And that must have been for larger proposed building, is that?
I think that was for Big Fish, wasn't it?
I was thinking about the same thing, it was for Big Fish to share because the hours are going to be different.
Right.
And they were to get overflow parking, which they use anyway.
Right.
They had been using it for years whenever, even when the, after the Country Garden closed, they were using that parking lot for overflow at night.
But didn't we consider because of this Phillips Street that those properties, the question was whether they were contiguous or not because this platted street went down the middle of them and we couldn't act on it?
That's been a few months ago.
The shared parking agreement was denied.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Echelon Design Center Commercial Site Plan on Route 1, my motion is for approval as a preliminary and that the final approval will be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals as well as the final site plan referencing the required 20-foot landscape buffer along Route 1.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the commercial site plan on Route 1 for Echelon Design Center as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits and with the 20-foot landscape buffer along Route 1 duly noted on the plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?